spot, like this Vargo's hood. Man, I don't give a shit. I'm gangsta.
Hey, hey. Got my head in the clouds and my mind on the money. The way that I'm built, she ain't taking shit from me. Play me like dunce, bet I'm going dummy. I don't do beef, but I'm always hungry and I got the munchies. I'ma eat all this, eating some shit I don't know what to call it. Dinner's looking international market, on top is my territory, let me mark. Bitch, I go the hardest, not many do better. Can't even turn this shit up to my level, my stomach's unsettled cause I'm not a
Yo, what's good? This is the Hot Box Prodigal, and we already started.
Oh, yeah.
You do like Kool-Aid.
But what? Nah, I ain't have no Kool-Aid.
All right, look. We got to introduce you.
Like, oh, some real life.
Okay. Yo, what's good? Welcome to the Hot Box Prodigal.
Yo, what do we do?
It's your host, Day.
Oh, what it is, man? You know, it's a Nature Boy Bot, man. You know.
Thanks. And I got my guest in here.
Ooh, this arm.
Walking
in the building. It's on. Y'all know what it is, man. Still sitting in these dirty ass boxes.
Shit. It's gonna upgrade the whip. We ain't no box no more.
Facts. We in the lag.
But no, it's some real shit, though. I told the nigga in the store they ain't have no vegan snacks. So I was like, shit, I just had to pig the fuck out. So,
bro, first of all, when they see you coming there with them 6 foot dreadlocks, hey.
On your spiritual shit.
They ain't thinking about no vegan.
On his spiritual shit.
They thinking about leaving.
Facts.
As soon as I walked in, shorty sleep, they got their register clothes sign in front of her shit so quick.
Oh, yeah,
though.
We close.
Facts. Shorty was like, oh, no, not facts. Today, nigga.
Them niggas, they be trying to hit people quick with the clothes.
What you want, Rellos?
Mm-hmm.
That's all they want. What you want, some Rellos?
And that's why I laughed that shorty.
The Rellos back here, they ain't out there for you to grab for yourself, sweetheart. You let me know how many you want. Damn, why they always treating a black man like this, man? When we going? Nah, I just want my 40 acres and a mule, man.
Fuck a 40 acres and a mule.
That's all I'm telling you, dog. I just want my 40 acres and a mule.
That's all.
Hey, what would happen if they gave a nigga 40 acres and a mule, or they fuck around and let all niggas be
That's
eaten.
The only type of reparations your black ass get.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't want 40 acres and a mule. I'm great. I want money. Black ass.
Look, I don't want no motherfucking.
T.I. got that. Look, T.I.
I already know, nigga.
They ain't giving
no
your
bread.
Black ass no thousands of dollars.
Your mic right
there.
Yeah,
your mic
right
there.
They ain't giving your black ass no thousands of dollars.
We already know that shit. They played the fuck
they
out.
They gonna give your ass them 40 acres. And a mule. Jeez. And them 40 acres going to be right down there on Bank Hill.
You get a half an acre.
Bank Hill.
You get a half acre and an ass. That's all you get.
Right there by the Petro.
No.
Huh?
That shit did. But you get a half a block.
Yeah. So what you going to do? Open another liquor store, another script club?
Fuck no.
Shit. I mean.
He going to open a YMCA.
Ooh.
Man, come on. Already had the talk, boy. You late, boy. But no.
Man, listen here, man. That man ain't the king.
Who ain't the king? What the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, my bad.
Oh,
I'm all off topic. I'm off topic.
No, all right,
so look,
what's up?
What's up?
The topic for the day,
brother? It's called the third eye. This is the topic of the day, the third eye. Ooh. What's on your third eye?
Ooh, they think we blind.
Speak to the people. Let the people know. Talk to them. Come on.
I done seen so much. Why I believe I done seen the future 10 times over.
But you done been here 7 times over. So what are you talking about?
You believe reincarnation?
Ooh, oh, yeah. We all been here before.
Thank you, sir.
Perfect.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I was a cricket in the past life.
I'm fucking dumb.
Why you feel like you was a cricket?
I was just about to ask you.
Shit, one time I was a toilet seat. That's why motherfuckers keep shitting on me.
What?
Nigga, no more. I need more. Yeah, facts. Nigga,
you got a snap for him.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And any black man, you know you had to have been a black cat. Shit.
But you can't carry them with hair right now.
I'm trying to tell you. Walk across the motherfucking path. See what happens. Shit, they gunny ass down for jogging. Damn, they don't want you to exercise.
You can't be healthy, nigga. They gotta be on the health
market. No, they don't want you to be healthy. That's why they got all the diabetes in your community.
No, they starting to realize they become a minority. Well, they are minorities, so they like, ooh, shit.
Minority to what? Who? They ain't no minority to the goddamn many. So they ain't the fucking minority, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Who? Mm-hmm. To all white people?
Bro.
We know Georgia.
They.
White people are the minority.
No, whoever they might be. No. Who? What's a white
we
person?
We, us, and them.
First of all, what's a white person?
A Caucasian?
I met one.
A Caucasian?
Who you talking about? Albino?
That's the albino is black.
Yeah.
Ooh, you got black albinos and white albinos and Mexican albinos and Chinese albinos. That's my whole point.
They niggas.
Folks so goddamn retarded. The only white person it is on this motherfucker is an albino.
No, albino is black.
Caucasian people ain't albino.
Exactly. That's
they
the people
from,
I'm talking
they
about.
From the Albanese Mountains.
They from the mountains of Caucasus. They from the mountains of Caucasus.
Hey, whatever. Hey, y'all
foolish, man.
I'm just, hey.
Hey, they come from the Caucasus.
I'm talking about this third eye.
All right, so
they
peep game.
They running around blind, bro, because they grew up in the dark.
Man, speak your mind, nigga. That's what this episode is about.
Oh, they had a 40-year head start, bro. How soon?
You said 40?
400.
Oh, 400 plus.
400. Oh, so yeah, 400.
Whatever, do the math. You see what I'm saying?
The common denominator, 400. I'm just telling you, man.
I'm a five-time fella. My wife was goddamn making the same salary as me, and she got a college degree as a white woman with no goddamn prior criminal history. So, you gotta ask yourself.
So the white man just fucking everybody.
It's all about money.
What I'm trying to tell you is, everybody goddamn work what they got different. You feel what I'm saying? It's not about what you start with. It's not about where you come from. It's about that goddamn hustle that you got inside.
That's how you run the race, motherfucker.
It's that Rocky, man.
Yeah.
That eye of that tiger shit.
Yes, sir.
That's that third eye. You gotta be able to, see that money coming. Before it get there, to be able to goddamn be that early bird to kick that motherfucking worm, bro.
Respect.
I ain't trying to see nothing else but some bread, bro.
Respect. Respect.
Most definitely.
Well, everybody, you can be trying to see a long life, but I'm going to tell you like that. I'm trying to see some bread, because life ain't worth living if a nigga going to be broke.
Yeah, I should have fun with that shit.
Well, now you can make the most out of life.
I'm not talking about you, my G.
Nigga, I'm just saying.
I'm talking about in general.
Nigga, you just gotta make the best out of it. That's but now you can make.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
You gotta make the best out of your situation.
Money's not always, you know what I'm saying, gonna make life easy.
Why you think you got these folks that was out here making $300,000-$400,000 the pandemic hit their ass out here selling their ass?
The same reason why.
They on OnlyFans.com right now.
Because.
Asking for $40.
That's because they need it. That's
the. Hey, but look, the hustle. That's the art of hustle.
That's their greed, though. You know what I'm saying? If that, nigga.
That's goddamn. That's desperation.
Exactly. Because of why?
Because of the situation
because
they put
that, in. No, because of that money, that dollar, they need it. Mm-hmm. That's what they feed for.
They need that eye that's on that dollar.
Yeah, they need
the same eye that we talking about.
They need that high.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's all it is. Niggas, they chase, you know, you dig what I'm saying? No. Mm-hmm. See, dead as fuck out here, though. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit can't be the problem. I mean, the what is that? The answer? Money, because that shit dead. That was the case, nigga.
So is money the root of all evil? Of all evil?
Well, hell no.
No. Money release the evil inside your ass.
Money,
you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Money just like coke.
It brings lots, boy.
Money just like coke. It's gonna bring out whatever you got in you.
It's just like having a gun. And the gun don't kill people. The people with guns kill people.
Cool.
Facts, nigga. So peep this. This has been on my third eye. I've been seeing a lot of articles talking about how it could be lizard people in human skins walking down this motherfucker.
Yeah, bitch. It's been. Yeah, okay. So, it's shapeshifters out here and everything.
Nah, I'm not saying I believe it. I'm just saying I read an article that said
it's real out here, boy.
I read an article.
What you see?
I read an article. And the article was talking about how certain people that's walking around here could be reptiles in human skin.
Reptilians, yeah.
What you mean? It's a whole lot of them. Man, when you're in
the womb. It's demons in human skin, nigga.
Hold on. When you're in the womb, you got an amphibian tail. What the fuck is you talking about, bro?
Come on,
so bro. You think it's a reptile walking through this motherfucker?
What you think?
Little Godzilla walking through this motherfucker.
Somebody walking around with their little fake butt. What you talking about?
Oh, no.
Nah.
I'm talking about actual lizards.
Actual lizards.
Lizard people in human skin.
So you talking about the motherfuckers.
All right, so let's do it like this.
They be e-babies and adrenochromes and shit like that. That's what you talking about. I'm telling you,
bro. Plenty of cold-hearted bitches, so I believe that, bro.
Yes, boy.
Do you believe in aliens, Tavon?
Well, I'm an alien. What you talking about?
Boy, give me some. I told you. Give me some, bro.
I'm not an alien.
Give me some, sir. Yes, I told you, boy.
No, I'm not an alien.
You better stop playing.
Why you feel like you're an alien, Tavon?
Because I'm a Nephilim. I come from a Nephilim.
What the fuck is that?
Who? The Nephilim?
Yeah, what's a Nephilim?
The great man that walked on this earth before, brother giants. You feel what I'm saying? Those that's mixed with alien and human. I mean, with angel and human. That's the alien. It's the angels that was cast out.
That's those spiritual niggas.
So you feel like you was cast out of heaven?
Who? No, I'm not talking about me.
No.
You can be a descendant, though.
There you go.
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh.
That's
how do you explain somebody that has so much charisma that they just walk through life with ease?
That's the Book of Enoch, bro. Huh? And that Bible they be talking about that they took out.
How do you explain the silver tongue, the silver tongue person?
Huh? Well, speak that shit, boy.
Hey, I'm listening. Shit, talk that talk. That is the podcast. That's what it's for. Talk your talk.
That was speak your mind, man. That, if you, bro, listen here.
That's why you got Unc in here to answer the question.
No, we got Unc. Hey,
let him know who you are.
Just tell him what you be saying out here with your third eye.
Yeah, facts. That's all.
Well, I ain't gonna say your third eye, your first eye. These are two that we're giving. But we really, you know what I'm saying.
The third eye ain't for review. Hey, shit, that's to see
for what's real.
That's
the first
see what's
one.
What's already coming.
Yes, sir.
See what's around that corner so that shit don't smack me in my motherfucking face.
Like I said, the first time.
See what
nigga.
I'm saying?
Let's get it.
I keep my other two eyes on my back because they running around here shooting us in our motherfucking back.
Hey.
Stabbing us in our back. Kicking us in our ass.
You
see what I'm saying?
Shooting us and all types of shit.
Hell, bro. It been going on. It been going on.
Did you say when you was going to Gordon College?
Man, in the 90s, dog. Them folk out there brought me to the office to talk about a goddamn inappropriate relationship because I had an interracial relationship with a young lady. You talking about the goddamn 90s, bro. What the matter with these folk, man?
They get mad because they mad. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She like chocolate.
That's the South. You know how they do.
Bro, fuck that. Bro. That's the crazy part, though. That shit crazy. I'm telling you, boy.
You talking about the software?
Everybody needs to
be in another 15 years, it ain't gonna be nothing but interracial motherfuckers running around.
Oh, fact. You already know this.
The whole South gonna be ran by interracial folk. Hell, if you're not interracial, you gonna be in the goddamn. You gonna be in the minority.
They gonna talk about you. Oh, how come you?
Everybody gonna be light skinned with curly hair.
I'm telling you, boy, everybody needs
to say light skin work.
A lot of
all these old rebel flag Trump goddamn card carrying
Trump supporters.
They
praising this nigga.
Every last one of them got an interracial grandchild somewhere.
They got on their hands and knees for Trump.
Every last one of them got an interracial grandchild somewhere. Either they got a grandchild that is mixed with white and black or white and Hispanic. What you gonna do?
Or their granddaughter or daughter getting that llama put to them by a dude.
This nigga said that llama.
I'm talking about that crazy.
That horse dick.
Getting that llama put to them.
Warren slung, nigga.
Who they get some Pakistani?
No, I'm talking about the nigga. No, you talking about interracial, though. That's what I'm talking about.
It ain't even about that, bro. What I'm saying is...
It's
going to be a whole... You know that this world that they keep talking about making great again?
Man, fuck
shit, it. It's going to be. It's going
to
be.
When was it ever great?
I'm about to say, when the fuck did it start being great?
When was it great?
Them same practices that where they was practicing during slavery.
Thank you.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This shit been reversed on their ass.
When has it been great?
Listen to me, that same hate that they was taught... It didn't do nothing but turn their goddamn daughters the opposite way. So that's why they run around with all the interracial kids.
So basically you're saying, great for white people.
Yeah, look.
Talking about getting rid of niggas
that's
again.
That's why.
Well, locking niggas down or something.
They can't do that. They can't put some black people in slavery now. That shit on the floor.
America
came
is
too
supposed
far for that.
To be, what I'm
that's
trying
what
to tell
is,
you,
bitch.
America is supposed to be a melting pot. You can't stop
they can't lock everybody in jail.
Different people from getting together. That's what this shit based on, bruh.
This is a pot of ethnicity.
They tried to goddamn.
I said, there's no way they want to lock everybody up.
They tried to goddamn.
I don't give a fuck how many jails they got.
They tried to goddamn make everybody goddamn hate each other, and they didn't do nothing but bring the fucking country together.
You
man,
said what?
And put that motherfucker up out of business, man.
Exactly. But what you just say, though, bro?
Listen here, man. We the people of Georgia, man. We kingmakers. We king and queen makers, bro. You understand what I'm saying? Because that what the fuck we just did. We just elected the president and the vice president.
First of all, we elected the goddamn thing.
You didn't hear what I just
the Electoral College.
No, the people in Georgia just did that, dog.
The Electoral College.
The people in Georgia just did it. You better look at what happened during this election, bro.
And I watched it.
And we're going to be the ones that decide who run this Senate and state. You feel what I'm saying? And
they need to get rid of the Electoral College so it can be a fair voting system.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
That's what they need to do.
Like, come on.
That's why it's unfair with the Electoral College. It was crazy. The Electoral College was built off the backs of slaves. And then people still using that shit in 2020. And then they go on the news.
What wasn't built off the back of slaves?
That's why I said that shit need to go. But these niggas, the white people be on the news. talking about, oh, why should we get rid of that when it's the backbone of the South? Who so basically, huh?
They're telling you what doing? Their whole argument is, why we can't start anew, huh?
Yeah, because they want to use that slave shit, that shit on the floor. That's what I said.
Because motherfuckers are comfortable. That's why.
What you mean?
That's the only reason.
As far comfortable as far as what?
You're comfortable with the norm, which is y'all's norm. It's not our norm.
What is the norm?
Huh?
What is the norm?
See, a lot of folks was like, oh, this was really going on? The fuck do you mean?
Oh, until they had to hit them in the face to like see what's up.
Yeah, dog.
First of all,
they wanted to tell everybody had a fucking phone and a camera on that motherfucker.
Tell people to goddamn
see what the fuck was going on.
They've been seeing it.
They didn't know. They saw it in a book.
They've been seeing it on the news.
They weren't seeing that shit live. Oh, damn, that's happening right now? Oh, my friend feeling that? What?
I get what you're saying.
Somebody that I know, oh, that's my friend on Facebook, so that's my friend. In their mind, that's my friend. You see what I'm saying? Get the fuck out of here, dog.
I'm saying?
Shit be personal. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Then open up a motherfucker's eye.
Say what now?
I said then open up a motherfucker's eye when shit be perfect.
It's too late.
See what I'm saying?
It's too late.
So when everybody was on the verge of being homeless and goddamn jobless,
they don't care.
And scared to death that they was gonna die. If I go outside, I'm gonna die. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody was on the same playing field. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Them folk couldn't stand. They couldn't stand. They couldn't stand. That's why they released everybody's ass to go out here into the COVID.
Into the war zone.
Into the COVID. Y'all take y'all ass. Fuck the essential workers. Because you notice the essential workers was the folks at McDonald's, the folks at Wendy's. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, motherfuckers that can hurt your fat ass.
The folks at Walmart, all the motherfuckers that make minimum wage was the essential workers. It wasn't no multi-billion-dollar goddamn CEO with no essential workers.
Why? Because they
even the Mint closed down. The U.S. Mint. That's why niggas can't use no coin. Couldn't get no coins made. The U.S. Mint closed down.
Man,
and niggas had McDonald's running. So you can get that 2-for-4 sausage.
Bro, so you can get that Australian goddamn grasshopper.
So you can get that human meat.
Who?
The human meat.
Human meat. What is it, lizard?
No, nigga.
Make full circle. What it is, daddy?
Let me get the McLost black man. Or the McLost child. Let me get that. You dig what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, get on Wayne Williams, these motherfuckers. Put him in a burger.
You want to stop playing? They doing it for real, though. But stop playing on him. Y'all niggas. Use the internet for the real shit.
That niggas are using internet for the real
I'm
shit.
I'm just saying, I ain't gonna tell you what to do because you know they block shit like that. But yeah, use the internet for the real shit. I'm just gonna tell you it's a thing called ratings on there. You know what I'm saying?
You said ratings?
Yeah, ratings.
Mm-hmm.
The dark web. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It gets deep out there.
That's why you wade your ass off in that water.
It waves in the water.
Because ain't nothing on the internet gotta be verified.
See, that's why
Why you take your ass to the library? You want to learn
something? We will talk off these speakers.
If that shit ain't published,
like I said, nigga, we will talk off this speaker. You dig what I'm saying?
The whole point of the podcast. We ain't talking off those speakers. We talking dead in this motherfucker.
No,
because nowadays I don't give a fuck what the fuck they.
Hear. I don't either. You dig what I'm saying? But nah.
Let them come get me.
No.
Wait. We don't want them to get you. Nigga, I'm hot and I'm tired, boss.
What you gonna do? Lock me up again? Here.
But we don't want you to go back, off. We don't want you to go back.
Hey, look here. I done spent more time going in and out of county than most folks spend down the road doing a bid.
That ain't cool.
That is not hip, though.
Listen to me. Just for petty charges.
So you're petty.
As a black man just petty trying villain. To keep his petty family criminal. Together. You understand what I'm saying?
But what do you consider petty, though?
I've only been to family court. And misdemeanor weed charges. Yeah, I like to smoke the bud.
I respect that.
You in the hot box, Chronicles, because you know you like to smoke the bud.
I'm telling you like this. I feel like this. As a as a U.S. citizen who has served his country and as a veteran, I should be able to goddamn smoke weed in my motherfucking house just like any other goddamn U.S. citizen. Who the fuck, what fucking state I live in?
True shit, but they don't give a fuck about that, though.
Huh? At all. What?
I said, true shit, but they don't give a fuck about that. I pay my taxes. Let them tell them the state of fuck out my motherfucking house. Hey, you can tell them that. Fuck you mean. I respect it. Yeah, my nigga. Oh, snapping. You gotta play that game. That's the problem, bro. That's what we lost. That's what we need to do to make America great again. Right. Make a motherfucking mind name motherfucking business.
But see, in order for you to do that, you got to get people from stop telling their own business. That's where it starts. In order for people to mind their business, people got to stop telling their business. No, no, no. I'm talking about as far as people wanting to go put themselves, like, niggas be whole felony criminals and be wanting to take pictures with pistols. Knowing damn well you can't take a picture with one. These niggas will take a pistol, get arrested, and be like, yo, I don't know why they came from you. They bugging.
That shit
No, that ain't no person.
Huh?
That's a jackass. That's a full-fledged donkey.
Thank you.
That's what niggas be out here doing.
Because they niggas. You understand what I'm saying?
So when you handle yourself as a nigga ain't a black person.
Webster used to describe a nigga as a low-class person.
First of all,
didn't have no color to it.
Niggas don't
didn't have no ethnicity to it. I'm just telling you, it comes from the Niagara Kings. I'll be a Niagara King all day, but I'm not a nigga.
Thank you, sir.
Please, somebody know that. Get this straight.
Nigga, you can't shame me and then try to get this straight.
Please get this straight.
Don't do that. This is. Come on, bro. That word didn't even mean shit.
I'm trying to tell you.
That's why I laugh at motherfuckers.
Son, people get words. People get words life.
There you go.
You see what I'm saying? But when the first nigga reacted on it, they can see, oh, I said the same thing. Who said fuck was a curse word? Who's the first person that said? Somebody had to say fuck you, and they were like, I don't like that.
Fornicate under the corner knowledge.
Like in the 90s.
Fornicate,
we black folk try to take the word back and take the power back to the word.
It wasn't even a fucking word.
But listen, this my nigga this and my nigga that, that's to me, bro. That's the shit that got these white folks out here running around thinking they can say.
Say it. It's only a fucking word.
So for you to be upset when they say it to you.
No, I don't get upset.
That shit's funny.
I don't get upset. You know why? Because they call each other nigga. And I be saying,
that shit is funny.
And what's funny to me, I be sitting there like, damn, you want to serious about y'all calling to each other, trying to disrespect each other.
But they won't say it to us, but they'll say it to each other.
That's the funny part.
They won't put this black suit on and go live life on a day.
Oh, no, that's too much.
Well, that's too much like, wow, is everybody saying?
They'll put on your fitted. Oh. They'll put on your J's.
The snapbacks.
Huh?
JMT music.
Yeah.
Boy, what? Who's that singing? Tyler, them at the store jamming. Like,
all that.
Yeah. Tyler and Dylan.
He said Tyler, Dylan, and Jacob.
It was some white guys. This nigga said NSYNC. It is Tyler, Dylan, and Jacob. Them three of the niggas from NSYNC.
I don't know.
Oh, I'm just asking.
But no, it was
that sound like a boy band.
No, we just said the story.
Yeah, that sound like a boy band.
Some niggas, some white guys pulled up. You can tell they were like little high school dudes, but they had what's the name of the song they were booming?
Well, they playing that Money Bag.
They were playing Offset.
There you go.
They can play that.
And we was out there just rocking to this shit.
They allowed to play that because that's garbage.
No, I'm
they
saying
they had that.
We was rocking. They had
I'll
it.
Give,
they no,
I'm
no.
I'm give them that.
This is what I'm saying. Nigga, when they turned in the drive, I mean, in the parking lot, it wasn't loud until they seen niggas and boom.
That's right.
Come on up.
They won't let you know that their system beaten.
No, nigga, come
that
on.
That they mama gave them the money.
No, what they want you to know is, hey, I want to be a part.
There you go. Nigga, it's deeper than what you see there. Because they was not rocking to that shit that loud until they seen two niggas rocking the head. Like,
and
okay,
then when we start dancing, they start dancing.
Come on, bro.
But it's like, you ain't got to be a part. Be yourself.
That's the thing. That's the only way you're going to be cool. Be yourself.
Y'all want me to get to preach. That's what I'm telling. I'm listening to y'all.
Now, fuck that. Be yourself, nigga. That's the only way
I love being a host. I get to see everybody say how they feel for a change.
I'm saying, why you trying to be cool when you already cool?
Like we said in the second episode.
Yeah, you already unique. Why keep trying when you there?
What make you think they was even worried about you? They might have just been playing their music.
Nah, because it wasn't blasting until
you seen niggas.
They turned up when they seen us.
No,
it don't have to be because it was niggas. It could have been just because they seen your ass. And they just wanted to show your ass. Yeah, nigga, my music loud.
So once again, what's the purpose?
Ooh, cause some folk like to flex.
You in a beat up Tahoe, nigga. Some folk we're like in a what? 2000 something like
that? Cadillac.
So what are you talking about, bro?
Some folk like to flex.
Flex, bro. Who? But okay,
you know who's, what they like to do?
Because you got your music loud.
What else they got to do in the country?
Because you got your music loud. They show me
what else they got to do in the country? Just
because you could, because you can turn your music
on. Some drugs and have some sex.
You can do whatever you want to, really.
There ain't nothing else to do but ride and be drunk and play your music.
Juicy fruit.
Be real, bro. Ain't nothing else to do.
It's up to you what you want to do.
Shit.
You got to make the best out of your 24. So if you feel like your best 24. Look,
bro, this what I'm riding to. You know what I mean? It's my little drip that I'm riding to.
Oh, so that's what make you fly? That's what make you fly?
Ooh, the music that you listen to? Yeah, that part of your goddamn steel on.
Hell no.
Shit,
nigga.
I got a goddamn list. I got a whole goddamn.
That's
for
you. I passed it
to you. I got a whole goddamn I got a whole playlist ride with me. Everywhere I go.
What's your playlist? What you listen to?
What you mean? See, you don't know when I walk up because you're gonna hear the music playing.
I'm saying, what songs you listen to? What's your playlist? What songs you listening to?
When they lay down that red carpet club. When they lay down red carpet and the flowers on that motherfucker, you know I'm coming.
I'm saying, what you listen to?
And that ain't for me to share with these people.
I'm sorry. I fought with some Big E, some Jay-Z, DMX, Migos, Gunna, Young Thug.
You talking about some folks that's on the Mount Rushmore. Everybody goddamn listen to them, and I ain't talking about them damn Migos.
Oh, you talking about Big E and
rapping-ass motherfuckers.
You know.
Can't stand that shit, bro. Fake-ass goddamn hip-hop is what that shit is. There's no content to that shit. I don't need no motherfuckers just babbling about a whole bunch of nothing.
But it's different
with some noise in the background.
But see, you not from the South, bro, so you know what I'm saying. Not. That's well.
I don't live in the South longer than you had to live in the South.
Yeah, you lived in the South long, but you're not really from here. You still got that up north vibe to you.
No, listen to me. I was here at the start of hip hop in the South.
Oh damn.
Yeah.
You're here forever. Here.
Don't get it twisted.
Oh, so you ain't from up north?
I'll run around with them goddamn Memorex and them Edward J tapes. Ask your goddamn, ask your people, huh? Callers, we need you to call in. Has any of y'all got any of them goddamn Edward J goddamn Memorex tapes left?
Memorex tapes?
This nigga, he's showing his age now, boy.
What?
See, Jermaine Dupri, right? Mm-hmm. What he is, So-So Def, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he part of So-So Def, Dancers. He used to dance for Edward J. Yeah,
I did hear he used to dance to some shit.
Yeah,
Get this shit right, dog.
Yeah, we were younger.
Boot camp. They whole goddamn whole shit started in Edward J's old fucking tape shop. Know what it is, though? Know what it is.
What's on the age?
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no rap.
Nigga, talk to a talk, pop your shit.
No
rap.
Facts.
Huh? Nigga, I still got Kilo on my playlist.
When he started, I already knew when most old heads go to talk about that new age rap shit. Woo, woo, woo.
I don't hear that shit.
Exactly.
Been
here. Exactly.
So you not upgrading with time, basically, what you're saying?
Man, listen to that.
Nigga, I'm about to listen to the music now.
I ain't gonna hold you. I don't listen to too much. There's a couple people I rock
with. Offset, any one of them Migos on goddamn Nasty Dancer remix, nigga, and it's gonna be the same goddamn cut. I tell you, man. Like, and then listen, real talk, it wouldn't even be no T.I., man, if Baby D didn't keep going to jail.
Who?
Huh? If Baby D kept, listen to me, man. Before goddamn T.I. goddamn came out and took his ass to Cannon Road and made his first video like he from fucking Atlanta. When this nigga know he from fucking Pebblebrook High School or wherever the fuck out there in goddamn Douglasville. You feel what I'm saying?
God damn.
Ass nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Man, look here, man. Real shit, man.
You must know where this nigga left.
Hey,
know his history. You must went to school with this nigga, B.
Nigga, he took your old lady or something, nigga. You feel like you a little hostile, sir.
Nah, I'm just telling you, because you can't be the king of the city when you're really not from the city. Your grandmama and granddaddy from the city. Your uncle from the city, nigga.
This nigga's got a personal vendetta.
Damn.
Nigga, like, you, calm down.
Like, real shit, bro. It's like, man, what I'm telling you. God. Like, Gucci's monk damn. Ass, this nigga from Bessemer, Alabama. Nigga used to get beat up on the bus.
How you know what you there?
Exactly, bro.
Used to have a girl
like,
protecting his ass on the bus on the way to school.
You upset?
I'm gonna ask that nigga about Muffin.
Who the fuck is Muffin?
He used to have a lot of dyke bitches used to protect him on the bus. You know what I'm saying?
Yo!
Like, yo. That nigga used to run to the store for niggas from at the park over there in Sun Valley. He wasn't trapping. That's how he started selling weed.
You must went to school with this nigga.
I can trust you with my money to run to the store to go get me some Rellos. But, nigga, I'll give you a little pack. Fuck you talking about? Fuck you mean, man. I'm trying to tell you, man. That's the third eye. Third eye been seeing the shit already, bro. We just seen this shit. I'm trying to tell you, dog. Like, I done seen this shit, cuz. Shit running 20-year cycles, bro.
Oh,
shit just running 20-year cycles. Y'all niggas will be wearing belt bottoms soon.
Bro, get the fuck
out of here. Niggas gonna be wearing bell bottoms.
Boy, you'll get your ass off. This nigga said bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms, yo. Miss me with
son, that. Son, I'm fucking moon, done.
You ain't trying to hear me.
And I ain't gonna hear that dumb ass shit.
I'm fucking done.
Bell bottoms? Bitch, I just like a hippie before I.
Son, niggas on dancing, dancing, dancing. Damn, damn, damn. I'm gonna do some shit.
Nigga got y'all ass back on your African bomb,
bam, bottle
growing y'all.
Oh, hell no.
Nigga, I always wanted locks, boy. Now, ain't no nigga got no fur. Hold on, now, I'm gonna kill that, though. No nigga got me ever wanted to grow locks out, boy. Never. No.
I didn't say nothing about no nigga. I'm talking about the fact that,
no, nigga.
Bro, if wasn't nobody doing it, you wouldn't even think about that shit because it wouldn't have occurred to you.
Ask my mama.
Huh?
Ask my mama.
You just came out with dread.
Ask my mama.
He said you just came out with dreads.
No, nigga. Before I knew the name, I already told my mom, like, bro, I didn't want my hair to be touched, period. First of all, because of nigga tenderhead. You dig what I'm saying?
Okay.
So therefore, I didn't want nobody. You dig what I'm saying? So as I grew older, nigga, I started understanding what the fuck the name was. Dreadlocks. You dig what I'm saying? And it was dreadlocks before they was locks. You dig? Mm-hmm. That's when niggas were like, like the little rappers and shit was wearing like Public Enemy and shit like that was rocking them shits like that. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm like, that's what the nigga heard about the dreadlocks and shit. Okay, cool. So I want me some dreadlocks. You dig? It's not only later until
dreads back in 1992.
Exactly, you nigga. So it was like I said, it wasn't nothing until like middle school until a nigga knew about locks and the reggae shit. You know what I'm saying? The whole roster shit type shit. Niggas didn't know it to that about middle school, like 6th, 7th grade in high school. Middle school, I mean. You dig what I'm saying? So I was like, okay.
Oh, hell, holla, so
and then it went from there. Yeah.
Oh, shit. I ain't stay behind, nigga. This nigga.
I'm well schooled.
I ain't knocking it.
Give you plenty of time to read books when they keep locking you up.
Basically. Yeah, you gotta go to jail read the books. Okay,
I didn't say that.
I didn't know. I was just speaking to the people on the, you know what I'm saying?
But if they gonna keep your ass in one place, that's one good thing to do with yourself.
Hey, no flex, boy. I ain't gonna lie, though.
Put some time into yourself.
Facts,
self-development.
Nigga.
Self-development.
Facts, nigga.
People don't put enough credence in it.
I ain't gonna lie, man. I did like a job for you. Like I think that's the most I ever fucking read. Like on some real ass shit, boy. And then like when we got bagged, the nigga had to sit down. Nigga, was just send me books, bro. No, y'all ain't gotta come see a nigga. Nothing.
Son, I used to read all. The
just
time.
Send me books, nigga. I'm good.
I used to read all. Ain't
trying to read no more. That's why they put them on audiobook.
Yeah.
Let the thing read too.
I'm good. I like to
look,
read.
Man. We're gonna have to wrap this up though.
You about to biz out.
Yeah.
Well, we about to go to commercial break anyway.
Shop at Crafty Creations 1_ on Instagram or Crafty Creations 5 on Facebook for all your customization needs. We specialize in custom ashtrays, rolling tray sets, liquor bottles, wine glasses, mugs, cups, personalized pocketbooks, and dominoes. You name it, we craft it. Thank you.
Yo, what's good, y'all? We back. Shout out to Unc for coming through. You already know.
Unc was on some other shit. That Facts. Man, but you know.
He need to go ahead and make a podcast. See, shit. Hey,
Unc was on some other shit. But you know.
But we got the bro in.
He gonna say what he wants to. Patty man, man. He's one of them, bro. Yeah. No, can't say that because niggas probably in our ass.
But well, I've been saying Patty Manning.
Okay, well,
them niggas know what's up.
What's good, then, Pat? We in this.
How you, brother?
Yeah, how you? Huh?
How you, brother?
How my brother?
I said, how are you, brother?
Oh. Good. That's like good. Always.
That's ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we're gonna catch up to speed. We ain't even talking about the third eye. You know what I'm saying? Seven chakras, but that's something different. That's something that we're talking about. But do you believe in that everyone has a third eye or in the third eye?
Yeah, this it all depends on if they believe it, they do or not. If you want
to
see,
I'm asking you. That's a personal question to you. Do you believe?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. From like I said, from experience.
So get them example.
Yeah, I was just about to say that.
So drop an example on these niggas.
Elaborate, please, sir.
Please. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead, Young King. Elaborate for us.
My first experience was when I was in basic. Oh, not basic. Whenever I was in. When I first got to my first duty station in the Army, I was in the barracks. I was living in the barracks. And my granddaddy had just passed, like right before I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
That February. And then maybe however long it was, because I was only in the barracks like a year and a half, 2 years, about a year and a half. And I was sleeping, and I thought I was dreaming. Well, I probably was. I woke up I woke up and he was standing in in a little hallway. Mm-hmm. And he said something to me about my grandma getting remarried. Then I called my mama. I was like, what the fuck? I said, why the fuck did y'all tell me that my grandma got married? And she said, who the hell told you?
You ain't got to whisper.
I know.
Sound like you're whispering here.
I'm about to cut. I want to see it.
She said, who the hell is that? I said, Papa told me. And then I explained it to her. She was like, yeah.
So, for people that didn't hear what he said, he said when he was in the military, he had a dream that his grandfather came to him and said, yo, your grandmother is getting married. So he called his mother, like, you know, why y'all didn't tell me grandma was getting married? And of course, she's like, yo, who told you that?
Didn't nobody tell me nothing at all.
Facts. See, that third eye is crazy. Oh, you see what I'm saying? Some people call it a superstition, a blessing, good luck, and shit like that, foresight, foreseeing, you know.
The only one that I never understood, that I didn't understand, that made me feel good afterwards was with what my dad is going through now with the heart, with his heart and all that shit. Yeah, three heart attacks.
Charlie.
And I called all three of them from the time they started all the way up until the time he went in the hospital before the whole pandemic and all this.
Facts. Do you feel like you can strengthen your third eye?
Hell yeah.
What is ways you can strengthen your third eye?
You just
fluoride water.
you gotta make your mind. You gotta get your mind to focus on that one specific
you calcify thing. That shit.
Fluoride is not good for you.
Exactly. Huh? That's why I said you gotta decalcify that third eye. That pineal gland. Just look on how to cleanse it, how to decalcify it.
You talking about pineal gland?
Yeah.
You gotta let it come. You gotta let it come instead of whenever you feel like it's gonna come, then you just stop it because you don't know what's what. Because you don't ever know what you gonna get, what energy you gonna get. It just comes.
Excuse me.
Facts.
My nigga Pat got deep for a change, boy.
Okay.
I got some snaps on that. Patty stepping up, boy. Left me speechless this thing. But like how I feel like, you know, like how I feel like you can strengthen your third eye is by, you know what I'm saying? Cause you know, y'all know in a minute, nigga, I be seeing shit all the time, telling y'all niggas that shit pop off. So like, to me, strengthening it comes from, you know what I'm saying, embracing it more, you know what I'm saying, trying to utilize it, trying to see in the future, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
Trying to control your dreams, to me, is like the number one most thing you can do to strengthen your third eye. Because, see, when you start to control your dreams, then you enter that space, you know what I'm saying, of spirit, you know, between the spiritual realm and the real world.
You feel me? Basically, say you're going to the spiritual realm, you have some fun.
You know, some people it's fun, some people it ain't. So, like, I say that to say this. I met a lot of people.
It's fun because it's not here. You know what I'm saying? You travel.
Not even the travel aspect. It's what you can do.
That's about for me. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What I like about controlling my dreams, you know what I'm saying, is the things you can do. Like, you feel me? Like, and I have taught, like, when I was working at the plant, you know, a group of guys got together. You know, they was all older than me. These niggas 40s, 50s, 60s, all the way up to the 70s. Fucking around. I asked them, like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Can y'all control your dreams when y'all sleep? Out of like 8 guys, like 3 of us only controlled our dreams. The rest of them was like, yo, you really do that? And I'm like, yo, Fred, you know what you be doing? And Fred said, number one thing everybody said, yo, the first thing I started doing was flying.
Facts.
Everybody's first thing when they control their dreams is flying. Like, what is up with that? Like, niggas don't want to breathe underwater. The first thing, I got to fly. I got to get where I'm going.
Well, I'm telling you, and that's why I'm like, niggas is avatars out here, bro. I thought I took that first trip. Nah, bro.
They say you take a DMT trip. That's the trip.
Yeah, I do. I want to do that shit. I want to do it.
Joe Rogan talk about it. Mike Tyson. Shit. A lot of people talk about that shit.
What, EMO5 DMT? I want to do it, bro. Thank God.
The spiritual drug.
That's to me, that's more, that focus is more.
Psychedelic.
To me, it feels better than meditation.
Always.
Are you the DMT?
People that know how to meditate.
It gets, yeah, you get there always.
That
it's just a quicker trip.
Yeah, my brain ain't for meditation.
That's how I first.
My brain ain't for
that. That's how I first understood what it was. Because when it first happened to me, I didn't know how to understand it. I had to call somebody. But I called like.
I want to do that shit, though. I want to try. I had to call
somebody to understand and ask them piece by piece what this shit means. Yeah, so man. I understood what it was.
You got to go through all the phases.
Yeah. Ooh, I can't meditate.
You can't, bro.
I can't. I'm telling you, I can't. My mind don't like that. I'm not a person that can sit there and focus on one thing. I need to know all my outcomes every night. Like, I have to know the things.
But it's like,
I didn't know. I used to.
Like, I used to be an anger management. You got to meditate. I used to go all types of places. I'm not with that meditation.
It's kind of like the whole concept is like sleeping.
Yeah.
Except for with meditation.
Mindful shit.
Your whole mind, your mind, you control it.
What you're doing when you're meditating is resting your body and resting your mind, emptying out your mind to give yourself a clear peace of mind. I ain't got it.
You gonna go to sleep?
I ain't got it.
You're supposed to go to sleep for 8 hours. No. Your body and your mind do the same thing. You only dream because your mind, the impulses in your mind.
DMT is the reason you dream.
Yeah. I
know that. Yeah.
But see, the controlling act. See, you gotta remember when you're dreaming. First of all, you're sleeping. You're near death.
I don't know what the fuck going on when I'm them eyes closed.
Nah, you're damn near near death. Like when you're asleep, like nigga, your heart rate slows down to basically if you was alive and your heart rate was at that pace, nigga, that'd be a heart attack. That'd be a cardiac arrest.
Real last shit, bro. The last time I went, you remember when I went to the hospital with that last shit that was going on? So after that little shit, nigga was calm, you dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know how they had your little shit hooked up, bro. My shit dropped down to 64, bro. You niggas came and looked in the door. Mr. Adam, you alright? Bitch, I'm good. You dig what I'm saying?
Nah, that shit started dropping.
See, like, real shit, they got down to 64. Them bitches, you know what I'm saying? They came and peeked in the room, checking me and shit. I'm like, bro, I'm good. Like, you dig what I'm saying? Well, yeah. I be mad calm with certain shit.
Nah, when this shit, when you're asleep, your shit's at 30.
I don't know what the fuck be going on. Like, no, I'm telling you. I just know
when the average person,
I don't even know if I be here. Just some night I be taking the fuck off and I be having fun. Yeah, it's like no flex.
Through. I believe whenever I sleep, nobody's here.
That shit could be possible.
Like, you're not here. Like, nigga, think about it. You're not here.
I don't know.
I'm telling you, you're not here. I say that off the shelf. This is why.
I don't know.
This is why you're not here. So when you sleep, somebody can open your eyelids and wave at you. You never seen it.
I don't know. How you know you ain't see it?
Nigga, son, I'm telling you, nobody sees it.
How you know?
I didn't, nigga, niggas recorded me sleep, fucking with my eyeballs, opening my eyelids and shit, and I don't remember none of that shit.
This man.
You feel? Now, did you remember seeing him do that?
No. Exactly. First of all, I didn't fuck with his eyes. I just put candies all over. I put a little lightsaber
on. Both of y'all done tried that shit.
I didn't fuck with his eyelids. I ain't do that for
him. Right, G shit, on some real shit, get somebody you trust, right, when you sleep, tell them lift your eyelid up. No. Nigga, you'll never see them. No. You be in that bitch sleep, eyeball just rolling.
Hey,
that's why I said, I don't believe no. When you sleep, I don't believe you're here. That's your time to escape hell. That's what I feel like that is. That's your time to escape hell.
I slept with my eyes open.
Yeah, you know, some people do this shit now.
Like, yeah, I got the auntie, bro. Like, when she sleep, like, one eye may be closed all the way. The other one is like, maybe it's just squinting. You dig what I'm saying? And that bitch the whole time she be sleep, that shit be roaming. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or like sometimes both eyes be like mad squint, but they'll never be closed all the way, and they just be roaming. It be like first time I seen it, freaked me the fuck out. You dig what I'm saying? Oh no, I see sleep up. You dig what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. sleep up, like type shit.
That's something to think about. That's like to me.
You dig what I'm saying? I don't care.
That's real shit. No, you're not here when you sleep. I feel like that's the time you check in. Like that's the checking time with God. Like so. What you been doing? You feel me? I feel like that's your check.
Oh, you gonna see your ancestors get some feedback?
You feel me? God say that because like you look a lot of people that like let's play this card. A lot of people that died the next day, because you know what I'm saying. People that went to sleep and woke up and then died that day.
I thought you about to say woke up dead.
Nah. When people wake up the next, y'all see that dead roach running?
Like, you woke up dead.
Nah, you know when people wake up the next day and they die. A lot of people will tell you. Yeah, when they wake up and they die that same day, a lot of people tell you, yo, for some reason, they started acting different. They're like, yo, it's just something different with them. Like, they just knew
they
today was their last day.
Yeah, they facts. Say they're the meanest.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I personally feel like, shit, God done called upon you in your dream. You done had a talk. You don't know what y'all talked about because he took that from you. And when he cashed that voucher in, when you get up there, he going to play the recording talking about, yeah, you said you was ready to go.
So, with that being said... Because you say there could be the reason some people have peaceful deaths, or you know what I'm saying, or that crazy shit.
Yeah, son.
I don't know. I'm just asking because
you want to hear some crazy shit before people die. Go to a nursing home, nigga. These niggas lay in the bed and be like, son, I'm here to tell you. Jamie said nursing home and Forsyth said she was sitting there. The lady was like, y'all need to hurry up and take me to the bathroom before I go. She said, I'm about to die. Y'all need to hurry up and take me to the bathroom. I want to piss myself before I go to heaven. Son, nobody took her to the bathroom. Damn, that bitch didn't die in 10 minutes. She died the next 10 minutes and pissed herself before she died.
Bitch, I told you I wanted empty
black. Damn, I'm up here with God. You gotta excuse me. I told the motherfuckers to take me to the bathroom before
I
got
there. Be mad at them. I told them.
He like, it's all right. You ain't pissy up here. Like Pop said when he was working at the hospital back in the 50s or the 60s or some shit.
That's crazy though.
He said that a man was talking about, I'm about to die. I know I am. I'm about to die. And he was like, I know I ain't going nowhere good. So Pop looking at the man, because Pop was young. So he looking at the nigga like, what? Pop said he had to step out the room. He said he heard the man talking, oh no, here come the fireball. And you heard that dee. I said, oh hell no. That's something to think about. Like, damn, a fireball got you, nigga?
Right.
As soon as you stepped about your body, the fireball struck you down.
But what if it wasn't a fireball? What for? Light in on us?
Well, you know, ain't no light in them. Like a fireball.
Boom! Blew up.
Nigga, shotgun blast.
You see the big bang.
You stupid. But no,
I'm just saying, you never know what the fuck people see.
Nah, you're right, but that's a classic. Jeez,
shit.
You right. That is a classic. So y'all ready to take it there?
What's up?
Y'all ready to take it there? What? The fuckery on Facebook. Shit, it's time for the fuckery on Facebook. I'm about to read y'all this message from a young lady to a young man. Y'all tell me what y'all inputs is on this. She says, "Hey, bae." He says, "What's up?" She said, "I got to tell you something." He said, "What is it, love?" With the L-U-V, so I know he's a sucker. Okay.
She's a sucker.
Yeah.
What you mean? That bitch get played. She
ain't the L-O-V, she L-U-V. Nah, we seen him play when I read this to you. She said, "Okay, so your homeboy texted me and said he wanted to link with me, but not let you know. I ended up going to see him and we fucked. Now I think I'm pregnant. I'm so sorry, but I have to ask you, will you still be my boo and help me raise this baby?" He said,
I already know for you.
Kill both of them. He said, "Of course, baby girl. You know I got you though, thick and thin. Even though he might not take care of the baby, I'm gonna make sure he get everything he needs." She said, "I love you, baby, and I don't be." She said, "I love you, baby, and don't be mad at him. It's all good, chunky poo with the
don't
kissy
be mad
face."
At him.
So.
Bitch, y'all might well be in a prior relationship. Y'all flip that hoe. She's looking for her. Have fun. The rest of y'all life. Have fun.
Alright, I'm going to ask y'all two questions on that.
He don't want to go nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Because he said he's going to stay there regardless. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But you know this nigga, she got feelings for the other nigga. So yeah, why don't y'all just be in a whole poly relationship and have it up? Y'all definitely know that she a flipper for sure. You get what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Don't treat it like that because y'all both got feelings for it. So you just can't use it as a flipper. You dig what I'm saying? So now y'all have a whole happy relationship. There is no more hiding.
No, she said the old nigga, the one nigga ain't taking care of the baby.
Oh, he don't want to take care of the baby?
Hell no.
So why she, hold up, whoa, okay. Yep. She just wanted to taste free and dick, and then she got caught up.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. Hey. So she wanted him to take care of the baby.
Ooh.
And that nigga said, yeah.
Well, that's on you.
But would I be wrong, though?
No, that's
what?
Your,
to each his own. Though, like Bob said.
Because they both know, right?
Right. This is how I found that. When she would have texted me that shit and said that shit, I'd be like, "Well, y'all have a good time taking care of the baby." And that was the end of that. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't have to hear from me no more, nothing.
Yeah, true that.
You feel me? Because that's something I ain't got to deal with. That makes me a free man. Shit. That's their problem.
That disrespectful.
Yeah. On herself.
You saying don't tell nobody.
That disrespectful.
On herself.
I'm telling my, bro.
I whoop his ass.
Hey, bro.
I whoop his ass.
Hey, bro. He didn't say
my man's hit me up and told me, "Yo, my bitch."
This bitch said, "Nah, we're gonna hide it."
Nah, it's different if you know what I'm saying. You like, "Yo, son, your bitch hit me up. So, you know, like, yo, this is a text message. She trying to get some dick." I'm like, "Yo, go ahead, smash the bitch. She won't be disrespectful like that." And then I'm hitting with the, "Yo, you know what I'm saying? I'm moving my stuff out." She's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Cause you for the team."
Oh.
I can't live with the team.
Future,
hello. And that's the most toxic nigga in America. I ain't gonna hold you. Future make black men look bad. Yep.
I don't know, bro. I got a different outlook on every motherfucking thing, man. I don't see shit the same ever. I'm dead ass serious. That's what, nigga, you think I was saying, who did this podcast a year ago when we was doing this shit? Do you think you would have got the answer from me today about being in a whole power relationship? No, nigga, you would have got some off the wall.
That rock quarry shit.
There you go.
The rock quarry.
But hey, you know.
I don't think I could be in a poly relationship because of a female.
Because of a female?
Because of the female.
The female?
Yeah.
These female or any female?
These females in this generation.
Well, why not? You saying you can't be with two women at one time?
Huh?
You can't be with two women at one time?
I said, I'm talking about them. I could.
No, not me. Them. So you feel like they couldn't handle you is what you're saying?
I don't think they could handle the concept of it.
No, you know, you got females out here that's down for the cause.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? But are you going to be down for the cause?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Hmm?
You down for the cause?
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. But now that's my thing. What if she like,
okay, cool.
Oh, I want you and another guy.
Okay, cool.
Oh.
Nigga, I don't care nothing about none of that shit.
Nah, but she want y'all to live together. Oh, all y'all niggas stay in the house. Oh, nah. Hey, yo, fam. You got a bowl like a bro?
Yeah,
You got me fucked up. Nah, you got y'all living together and everything. You got to play it right.
You right, and bitch, you ain't.
Y'all right. Both married to her.
And you ain't use my game controller. The fuck you mean, boy? You better get your own.
And she tell me that. Stop acting like that.
I'm not acting like nothing. I paid $56.
She hit y'all. Y'all need to share.
I paid $56 for this.
Share or both of y'all punishment.
Okay, wait. Well, since she riding it, then keep riding. I'm gone.
See?
I'm up. I'm going to the next room. I'm going straight to the man cave. Bitch think she gonna play me. She better talk
for,
to
me. For girl, you buy your baby. What you trying to do tonight? Nah, I'm trying to get the horse tonight.
Yeah, I'm with Tony tonight. You know. She said, I'm with Tony tonight.
Yo.
But if you was in that type of situation, you know what I'm saying? Would you just let the other dude just have some nights with her? Or would y'all just have to
They got a toilet on the pussy.
Huh? Oh, you saying you got it? Because you just... You know, like, because you let the other spouse hit it, just and you be cool with it, or you know you just like, bro, we got to have threesomes every night, bro.
A nigga can't say no to that, because at the end of the day, if you smashing the bitch that got a man, you slick doing it.
I don't damn care.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, you slick doing it. If you smashing the bitch that got a man, you slick. You're part of that relationship.
There you go. But apologies mean everybody knows.
Oh, yeah, I know that. That's what I said, you know.
But shit, I'll tell you be quick, bitch. I'm feel like, you're going to talk to your nigga. He on the... He's in the room, Ali.
No, you got to stay in there. You can't leave.
You crazy as fuck.
She's like, yo, come on, team time.
I'm going straight to the living room and turn the game on. Bitch, I'm tired. I just got all two. This nigga ain't did shit all day. You got me fucked up.
See, this the kicker. He done smashed. She's like, can you come here and eat me out real fast?
Like, what's good? No, man. No, I'm not doing that.
Why not? You gotta be fair.
I'm being fair. But once again, I don't feel like fucking today. Bitch, nigga, your nigga right there. He's the other one. I don't. Tomorrow, it's maybe another day. But right now, today, I'm tired.
I don't think I can eat no pussy in the parlor of this shit.
I don't blame you. Everybody walk in the house with a little throat.
You stupid.
Everybody got dick mouth in the house.
But you're gonna be kissing on them two bitches that been sucking your dick. You've been busting all of them in there.
That's my dick.
Stupid.
That's just like saying everybody can smell their own shit. Nobody want to smell nobody else's shit.
I don't know, but when you fuck with a bitch that got a nigga, you don't know either. Thank you.
That's why I said it still come into play.
That's why I'm be kissing business. You better stop it. Everybody,
fuck around with the willy throat.
Thank you.
And for y'all don't know, the willy throat is if the opposite sex suck a dick and come kiss you. That goes for both ways.
So you can't say opposite sex. It's when you suck a dick and kiss the spouse.
Fact. Well, you or your significant other.
There you go.
Go suck a dick and come home and kiss you. That's the willy throat.
Boyfriend.
Cause you're my boo.
Whatever you want to call a nigga or female.
Yeah. Secret love.
There you go. Whatever you want to call him. Whatever you want to call him. That's how you... I don't do that willy throat shit. I don't even know kissing, first of all. That shit. Kissing,
hello, smoke, smoke.
No, for what?
She want to feel affection.
No,
I ain't gonna lie. I guess my kiss on
one day. You did what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong, nigga.
I'll be
in a relationship, nigga. You gonna get a kiss before you want to kiss every goddamn day? Wake up, kiss. No, the bitch, you feeling bad?
I'm just not with the morning breath kissing.
I'm not with kissing.
I can't
kissing,
do it,
period,
bro. Like, both our breaths stink. You gonna kiss me? My top lip gonna smell like your breath. That shit gonna smell worse.
I'm not like with the kissing shit, period. You dig what I'm saying? Like, don't get me wrong. I will do it, and I have kissed females, and they, what? Why the fuck you don't kiss? You know how to kiss. But, bitch, don't put your lips on me like, oh, no.
So you find the right one, she going to be all up in your throat. Stop playing. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo, come over here and give me some tongue. No problem, baby.
Okay,
all right. Hey, that was a tongue sword fight.
Hey, you want what nigga say? It all funny games till shit started at home, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember the two we used to hang out in college? Even in middle school, bro. Even in middle school. Little bitch went to came to school. For a week, you know what I'm saying? She was in my little project. We were doing a little project in sixth grade. I swear to God, bro. Like 2 weeks, this bitch is gone. That's a pinch. She don't move. Ain't nobody. I mean, you know when you move them, because they come back to the classroom with the little paper from the counselor office. You got to sign. I ain't seen Shorty do none of that. So what the fuck, Shorty? You dig what I'm saying? Come that third week, you know, niggas be, you know what I'm saying? What the hell going on? Niggas had mine on. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Niggas like, oh, she had that mine on. She had that one. So, you know me, nigga. I don't be in niggas' business. I'm
ear hustling. Niggas, I'm ear hustling like a mom. Like,
facts, nigga. I ain't heard this shit. Nigga, this is new to me. Kissing disease. Nigga, I looked up mono. I went straight to the computer lab. Sixth grade, Mr. South. You know Mr. South in the computer? Mm-hmm. While I'm in that bitch on the computer lab. You dig? Mm-hmm. Turn up. Hold up, we gonna, yeah. Let me see. I thought so. But anyway, this nigga here is stupid. Anyway, nigga, I looked up that mono shit. That kissing disease. So my mom wore right, bro. When you kiss, your lip do fall off. Oh no.
I'm putting lips on me, baby.
Yeah, he looking like. I'm
tapping favor. When it comes, certain shit I listen to. My mom, she told me don't let everybody touch my head. That's why my hair look similar. That's some of the reason why.
Cause I would never
figure. I went straight natural. Then my aunt told me, look here, before the little coronavirus shit, when niggas wearing masks, he said, but you can't put your face on everything. You can't eat everything. He said, what you gonna do? Walk around with a mask on your face all day? People gonna want to know. He said, even if you do fall into some. You got some pants on, boxes. You can put, I don't want to do nothing today. Take medicine, you heal. You dig what I'm saying? But you can't walk around with that mask on 24/7. People going to start wondering, why you got that mask on? Nah. You dig? So, certain shit I just like. It may sound stupid, but y'all about right. You dig? You know what I'm saying? So, I don't be playing with that shit. No, sir. Scar, man. I'm telling you.
Yo.
It was my project. Nigga, we doing a whole project, sixth grade project together. She got kissing. Oh no, we didn't ask that. Yeah. Oh no.
Mm-hmm. But back then, it was being fresh.
Nigga, I thought I was being managed trying to play in some. This bitch out here turning shit down, kissing shit. Oh no,
you try to get your little finger wet.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, come on, we was your finger popping. What's the joint? Yeah. You wasn't a play if your hand, you know, your finger didn't get no vagina to be.
Thanks, nigga. Hey, nigga, I was smooth ass.
Yo,
like,
son.
I did that.
What?
Thanks, nigga.
That's just crazy. Now these kids are just out here getting loose, boy. What? You gotta catch them up. Hey, what the fuck you think you doing? I mean, fucked up, nigga. I kill your ass. You ever tried this?
Sixth grade, they busting it. Hold up, bitch. What you doing?
Damn, y'all ain't went to 12th grade no more? 11th grade?
Nigga, they doing sex ed in second grade. Nigga.
No, did you see that show on the news?
Man.
Talking about trying to teach the kids
sex ed
from second grade all the way up.
Yes, sir.
What the fuck? What do you need to teach a second grader all the way to motherfucking sixth grade about
that's
sex?
That's a seven, 8-year-old.
Something like.
Come on, bro.
You start teaching sex ed in eighth grade up.
Oh, like, hell no. Bro.
Seventh grade up, that's it. Sixth grade and down, what the fuck are you teaching them about sex, bro? America be on that weird shit. They know what the fuck they be doing.
Hell yeah.
And but, we got to be out here to stop that shit and don't let it happen.
You got to. Think about all the bullshit they put in the food.
Facts.
These females got to know about their body. The men got to know about their body. Shit, it might be a fucking second grader walking around with a grown man. He don't even know what the fuck going on because he eat. Remember, McDonald's and goddamn big chicken, shit like that. Come on, like.
Nah, you talking about their body. That's how fast. That's sex ed.
No, you ain't teach them. Still,
hey,
still,
little boy,
though,
you wear this, so when you want to stick in a little salad
have,
right
that
there.
That shit goes along with that. You start with the food, and they see shit grow. They have to know about these parts now.
Oh, no.
You dig what I'm saying? Now you got to tell this little goddamn
So
boy.
Now you encouraging teaching sex ed to second grade?
Fuck no. Oh. Hell no. But I'm saying, though, it's stupid as fuck, but in they sense, it's cool because.
Oh, you saying just of what they think?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nigga, if you
agreeing. I'm going to say, nigga, stop.
No, fuck. I would ever agree with dumbass shit like that.
I'm like, nigga, stop. Get the fuck
what
out of here.
What you want me to do, bro?
Walk in front of two buses and say some shit like that?
Yeah. My little cousin, my little niece come back to school.
Hey, come on.
She come home from first day of school.
Nigga, talk to me.
We got sex ed classes now.
Like, son, exactly. That's the shit.
She in kindergarten. That sex ed ain't no supply.
Not even that, nigga. Your daughter woke up to you third grade. Hey, boo, what you learned today? I learned about what that is down there. You said it was the cookie jar. They said it was vagina. What? Wait
exactly.
A minute.
Exactly. She used
what?
Real lit words and
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, what? I got to slap up the motherfucking teacher, bitch. What the fuck? What the fuck? Are you a pedophile?
What
the fuck?
When this bitch really teaching these people how to teach little kids how to pull a rubber on? Are you fucking serious?
Like, next thing you know, you get a phone call. Hey, we call them to let you know.
Yeah,
we caught Miss Johnson touching your child on the thing, putting a condom on him to show him. Fine. I'm going to shoot up the fucking school. The principal got to go and the teacher.
I'm beating the principal ass in the
teacher. Like, come on, you feel me? Like, that's why I said certain things you don't teach a child until a certain age. Stupid, in America, pushing this bullshit.
Bro, that's why I fuck that song, The Truth by Boosie.
Nah, yeah, nigga fight the whole board of education.
Yeah, what? Nigga had everybody lined up. Superintendent first. Nigga, you get your ass with. Let me start with your ass. So that I can send the message down while I'm working my way down.
What,
open ass.
What piece out? Obey what? Draw back. Mm-hmm. Not too far. You feel me? Nigga, I'm decking everybody. Bitch, right. Line off everybody.
Preferably. But what, Mark? Preferably.
If you're okay with teaching this shit, bro, what? Don't you know your kids have to learn this same dumb
come on,
shit?
Son. Come on. No, they sending kids to private school.
No, they still have to learn this dumb ass shit. that's why the goddamn Father Mahone or goddamn, you know what I'm saying, some other shit.
You right, Father Mahone, love boy.
You feel what I'm saying? Don't let the nuns fool you. They be in there playing too, little girl.
Right. Like, they expect for Catholic priest to touch a boy because he can't have sex. First and foremost, nigga, he chose to get that motherfucking job.
No. Expect some shit?
Like, what?
I expect everybody in this motherfucker to mind their business, but they don't.
Exactly. What the fuck you mean expect him?
I expect the next man to help the next man.
Feel, if you chose to be a religious leader, knowing you can't have no twat, knowing you can't have no penis, that's on you. Don't be out here touching these kids because you chose that life.
That's stupid as fuck.
Like, what the fuck type of time people be on?
It's like going to jail asking, can you get a cell phone? Bitch, you know you can't have it. You make it sneak one in,
yo,
but you
facts.
Can't have the motherfucker. Like,
why can't I get the PS5 on myself? Just explain why I can't have a set of games with the PS5 in the state.
Sure?
Why not?
Damn,
like, on the movies, they do it all the time.
I can't have the remote. I get tired of getting up. I can't have the remote.
That shit a dub.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, bro.
That shit is a fucking dub.
So you telling me I cannot go to the mall? It's the fucking weekend, man. I know I'm on lockdown, but I'm not gonna go to the mall. Get the fuck out of here, man. Like, certain shit you just know.
You don't do. Fuck it. Certain shit you don't do. And that's motherfucking one of them.
That's stupid. Like,
it's fuck.
You want to teach your child sex.
You feel me?
So therefore, you cool with a little motherfucker touching on your daughter.
And that's why it's good to have the third eye, so you can peep through shit like that.
You dig what I'm saying?
That shit wild.
No, because when the niggas sign off and vote for this type of dumb ass shit, they're saying I'm allowing the next man to come touch on my daughter or my son.
I'm going to the back of motherfucking jail.
The back of the jail?
Nah, I'll be right in the courthouse chilling, smiling, nigga.
I'm not even going to make it to jail, bitch. We going to die together. What you mean? Because I'm guarantee you, boy, they're going to take me out, but before I leave.
No, not even, nigga. Somebody touched my child, nigga. That nigga got to die. But I'm going to make sure I survive so my child can come see me every day and thank me for being his hero. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell him, nigga, I ain't your hero. I'm your father. That's what I'm supposed to do.
This is what you're supposed
you
to
feel
do.
Me?
Like, come on. Like,
you feel me?
Bro.
Fuck
like,
that bullshit. Shit, like, I would roll me a nice blunt in front of the judge when he's giving me that 8-year, 9-year sentence for manslaughter.
Sir, what are you doing in this bitch?
About to fry a nigga anyway. I'm about to get fried before I go.
But add them 30 for the contempt. Mm-hmm. Add the 2 years for the possession. And less than an ounce. So, come on, that's really probation.
You feel me?
And I'm going to go ahead. You, if even if you don't run
facts,
my shit.
We got $1,700 right here. Lord, go ahead and get that $1,700 for
even
that fine.
If you don't run my shit concurrent. Bitch, I still can get out on the meals community. Like, what the fuck is you talking
I'm
about?
Just finna do this mansion, slow the charge, and call it a day.
What are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Then when I go to my hearing, this is what I'm gonna tell them.
That mansion was like 12 years.
It depends. It go from 5 to 12.
Yeah.
Was it 5 to 12 or 8 to 12?
Yeah, 5 to 12.
It just depends.
This shit. But they be trying to get a nigga 10 to 12 on their type dumb ass shit.
Oh, they try to get niggas life.
Oh, man, it's a lot of charges. Like, boy, you'll get your
you know, that's what happened to. What's the one nigga that played Stacy on the wood?
Yeah. Off a whole argument, bro.
Yep. Protecting his aunt. He killed his uncle or whatever. And the uncle tried to attack him, but he killed his uncle. Got 10 years for that shit. 10 years for killing?
Ass,
nigga, first and foremost, nigga, you beating him up, they're going to whoop my ass? You got to go.
Yo, he got some memorable lines, bro.
Nigga, the wood, my boy.
Don't think I won't beat your ass, Marquis. That's from dope. That shit, uh-huh. How you gonna run up for a high school student like that? Because you're an S-Girl. You're school.
You the only hoe I'm fucking. Who you called up? I didn't mean hoe.
You think my sister a hoe?
No, I think she purred.
Think she's a fucking toy. That nigga did, bro.
Yo. You ain't getting no, we said you ain't getting no,
zigzag.
You ain't getting no drink drag. Curly one.
Hey,
no, he said, what he said? Greasy one. Get that light fixed.
When I picked him up from that school. Did you see how you
enjoying doing this? I make a whole fresh album out for him. Give me some fresh ass beats like that. You never want to race to don't smoke bud. That nigga was feeling himself.
Thanks. Let me see the lighter, brother.
Hold on, right quick.
That shit is a classic.
Now we got y'all niggas gotta stop running and jumping to vote or hashtag every motherfucking thing you see.
I feel like don't vote until the Electoral College is gone. After that, then you vote.
This shit did, but
what you mean? You know, so for it being gone.
Yeah,
it's just the South fighting it. Just the South want this shit. Everybody else is voting. You have Republicans voting to get rid of that shit. It's just the South.
Man, we're not even finna keep talking about this dumb ass politics shit, boy. We talking about third eye shit with the politics. It's all bullshit. It's all a big ass game. How about that?
Not even that. What really got me?
And you bots be playing along.
No, not even that. Well, dumb ass. It was shit. Black people supporting this white guy, this white senator. And what had me? The nigga literally said this white guy literally said to these motherfuckers, y'all some good slaves. Let me tell you about this shit.
Hold on. We talking about politics, right? And this third eye shit. It's all bullshit.
Yeah, I'm just talking about what he said. That was just amazing to me to have these dumbass black people. The good old boy. These motherfuckers Hop and Bob. Fuck around, yo. The white senator told the other white senator, yo, using the Electoral College is a slap in the face for black people because it was built off of slaves and they only count as 3/5. That nigga said, but this would build the South, and we're going to stand by. This is what keeps the South standing. The black people was like, yes, speak. And I was like, oh, nigga, he just called y'all good slaves. Like, what? What the fuck are you talking about? Bitch, he just said you only 3/5. You're not even a person to him. And you said, that's okay. I said, get the fuck out of here.
It's one of them little amendments, right?
What?
The
Electoral College not even in the amendment.
No, I'm talking about the little 3/5 shits. When they not even making niggas legal?
No, that's equal. No, so that's all.
No. I know what you're talking about.
No, the amendment says everybody should be treated equal. And the Electoral College says, no, these niggas is 3/5.
What I said,
nigga, that's a contradiction in your paperwork, B. Exactly. You can take that to court, B. Exactly. What you mean you can beat the case? Like, what you mean?
Man, this shit, I don't see.
Son, that Electoral College, what that shit does on some dumb shit? That should make a state like Maine voters more powerful than the state of California.
I know what that shit is.
That shit is stupid as fuck.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that to Pat.
Oh, you talking this shit in stupid. What, second, third grade?
So they don't know.
History?
So these niggas forgot the
social studies at that time?
These niggas still forgot the three branches of the government. You think they remember what the Electoral College is?
Like, come on, get the fuck out of here.
I seen that nigga go on walk down the street, ask people, do you know the three branches of the government? These niggas are looking stupid as shit.
Bitch, one of them that you fake walk there with, Supreme. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, bro. I don't understand these niggas, bro. I don't understand these niggas, bro.
The three branches of the government, the judicial, executive, and legislative.
Mm-hmm. We going to the Supreme. When anything of my shit hit, bitch, we going to the top. We going all the way. Fuck all you little bullshit courts. We going to the top.
Hello.
We going to the Supreme.
Shit, they know we take it to trial. Take my shit to trial, bitch.
Sir, you don't have enough. I don't give a fuck.
That's why I'm glad we turned over a new leaf.
They gonna fry your ass. You going there with no money.
You know what I'm saying? We changed our lives. We try to be out here and be good, wholesome, civilian black men.
Hey, I'm still the same, but don't. Hey, bro, I've changed for the better.
Facts, you know what I'm saying?
But don't get
everything come with change.
Don't get the twist.
But at least we changed in our 20s. We didn't wait till 40 and change. That's the kicker.
Hey, the crazy man.
Niggas wanna wait till 40 years old doing the change. Like, nigga, life is gone for you. Like, what?
What's the little elderly lady from Black Panther?
Who?
The elderly, I forgot the black lady, the elderly lady from Black Panther. She played like,
The movie Black Panther?
Yeah, I can't think of her name.
She ain't talking about Angel Bassett, right?
Nah, Shorty was like 80, 90 in her career.
You talking about the black lady. And yeah. You know what's funny about that? That was her first time acting.
Yeah, so you never know. Niggas never,
That's what's so crazy. First time acting, Marvel.
Facts, nigga.
They checks don't bounce. Like,
hear me?
She is set. She just helped her grandbabies. That's all she want to do. Let me do this for my grandbabies so they can remember me. Yeah. And I can get them a nice little check.
You're like, any day that shit can change for the better.
Facts.
Why your ass better get up, stop complaining.
You better get up, get out, get something.
No, just get up and stop complaining, bro. You got a whole 24 to manifest or do what fuck you want to.
That's too much like right.
I can't say shit because I used to do the same dumbass shit. I didn't take advantage of the 24 I used to have. Nigga, come on, some real ass shit. That's being honest.
Yeah, nah, that's how it happens.
But shit, once I started taking just a small advantage of the shit, I seen shit change. Now I'm like, oh boy, we finna do something every day. You dig what I'm saying? No. Mm-mm. No, boy, I'm not. This shit crazy. Like
as always. Yeah. Well, look, we about to end it, but I want Bob to end it on some fly shit.
On some fly shit?
Get him, go ahead and get him a quick little preaching, spiritual preaching, so they can feel where you're coming from. We're going to let you end it. I done ended the last four episodes, because this is episode
Fizz Eye.
You said some spiritual preaching, my nigga?
Give him something nice.
I don't know. I tell him every day the same shit I do. Get something like, read you something that's going to occupy your mind. For at least a good 15 minutes. You dig what I'm saying? Get you some sunlight and shit for a good 15. That's daddy right there. That's a whole episode of your favorite TV show. You can miss once. The new episode will come on tonight, though. You dig what I'm saying? So yeah, 30 minutes. And then the morning when you first get up, don't check no phones, no nothing. Just walk your ass outside and just. You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nothing like that first breath of fresh air outside.
That good ass prana. Yeah, that's what you gotta breathe.
That stretch on.
Yeah, exactly. Get you that. Ooh. Get wet, nigga. Sometimes your people didn't even make you to do that shit. That's just some real ass tip. No. Should know that you free as fuck, my nigga. You a free ass being. You get to do whatever the fuck you want.
I wanna be free.
You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's just real ass shit. You a free ass being. You get to do what you want to.
The same shit niggas' parents used to tell them. Yeah. You don't owe the world a motherfucking thing.
Have fun.
Live your life.
Have fun. Make the best of your 24. You dig? I don't give a damn what you do. Just make the best. Tomorrow? Shit, if you beat out 5 times a day, beat out 4.
Yeah, I'm done.
You dig what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, nigga, we trying to get better up here. If you smoke 50 a day, smoke 49. 49 and a half. Leave the doobie for tomorrow morning. Start off. You dig what I'm saying? Try something new. That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
Because you never know. You know what I'm saying? On my shit, I tried something new, nigga. I ain't never know I like vegan food like that. You dig what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I never know why I like yoga so much. I never know why I like meditating or being outside the way I do. I always like being outside.
Yeah, now from the country, like, y'all niggas stay outside.
Nah. Hell no. Nah. Like, now it's a love for that shit. Just then, nigga, I got outside to just have something to fucking do. Like you said, nigga, we in the country, ain't shit to do. But now, hey, I take it for what it is, bro.
It's always the little things that count.
Have some fun.
I tell people it's the little things that make your life.
Mm-hmm. It's the little things. Just go on that journey again one day. You know, just try it out. If you don't like it, say fuck it. Hey, that nigga Bop is an asshole. He don't know what the fuck he talking about. Fuck him. But get away. You tried it. So therefore, you still listening to me. I don't care. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, y'all be easy. Peace and love.
That's what I be saying, man.
Thanks.
Major Bop, son.
Thanks.